I give 10 out of 10 to Daniela Faye. 10 out of 10.
Congratulations, congratulations to Kaizer Chiefs.
Shapa, Shapa Kosi.
This is the new Chiefs. This is a Chiefs that fight, even if they are called down.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. I'm Simon Striller, filling in for your regular host, Slew Paho. It was a riveting weekend in the Telkom knockout, with three out of the four quarterfinals going all the way to penalties. The focus of our show today is the Amakhosi, but before we dive in, if you haven't yet listened to The Car Wash with Teko Modise and Sean Roberts, you're missing out. You can find it on Spotify or SL Radio, just search Car Wash Teko Modise. Now, without further ado, let's get into it.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Butler! It's Chiefs 2, Pirates 2 after 120. Chiefs to win it by 4 to 2 on penalties. Want to remember this.
Kaizer Chiefs took a 10-man Orlando Pirates all the way to penalties in a game packed with goals, contentious calls, and excitement.
Thank you very much.
Halala, Amakhosi bava, hayi inkinga. Kodwa ke mina ngokushoko ukuthi nje abayekwa kupay. Dala akupay. Dala akupay.
I give 10 out of 10 to Daniela Faye. 10 out of 10. He did all his best, even before the penalties. The goalkeeper did his best. So in the penalties, he makes us happy as the Khosi fans. Big hand to the man, Daniela Faye. My man, I salute. You are a great man.
Congratulations, congratulations to Kaizer Chiefs. Igwe Akpay Daniel, the best. My man of the match, goalkeeper Akpay. I'm very proud of Kaizer Chiefs.
Good evening, Mzanzi. My name is Mahlatsi Maringa. I'm from Hammanskraal, New East Stress. Kosi Shapa, Kosi Shapa. You made me proud today together with Spornbok. Kosi Shapa, Shapa, Shapa. Yeah, welcome to the semi-final. Ratena. Raitia, TKO, Kiarena. Shapa Kosi, Shapa, Shapa Kosi. 2 November 2019. That's the day that I'll never forget in my life. When Amakhosi went to the semi-final. And Springbok took the World Cup.
The Pirates and Chiefs game was incredible. When it comes to the Telkom quarterfinal game today, you can only see that they are still the biggest rivals in soccer, and it was a fantastic game.
What a game it was. Actually, I'm a Kaizer Chiefs fan, but I must be honest with you that it was a well-balanced, you know, both teams, I think they did very well looking into Pirates, how they played and how they outplayed Chiefs after they were down with one man, but yet they continued to show their character. It is unfortunate that they lost, you know, on the penalty shootout, but I must give credit to them. They did very well.
What a game. This was the best Soweto double, full of goals. It was what we expected. But as a Chiefs fan, I was aware that we can be victorious today. But Pirates fans, they thought they have it all. They thought it's going to be a walk in the park. They think maybe it's the Chiefs from 2014, 15, 16. This is the new Chiefs. This is a Chiefs that fight, even if they are called down. It's not a guarantee that you're going to win against them. So it was a beautiful game indeed. Although we were against 10 men, but that doesn't mean anything. Soccer fans, they have to understand that 10 men down doesn't mean anything. It just gives you more power to just attack. So it was a beautiful game indeed. Congratulations to Kaizer Chiefs for going through to the semifinals. Then Pirates fans, they'll be like, no. We won on penalties. A win is a win.
What a weekend of football it's been. What a game it was. It had all the ingredients of a cup game one would think of. So I'm sure all the people that attended the game did not regret, because the game produced all the elements of a cup match.
As seems to be the case now every week, the referees' decisions on the field caused a stir from commentators and fans alike.
Was he offside?
I doubt.
It's a red.
It's very lucky, Lord, in my opinion, to still be on that field.
There's no such thing as a free lunch. So, for as long as we keep fixing matches, Bafana will not take a step forward.
Ito is a luckiest coach who was not supposed to win this match. Even him today, he benefited from referee.
But the referee at some stages seemed to lose it a bit, as some decisions were very poor that he took.
Our referees are childish and they need to be disciplined. Whatever the department of PSL or whomever is taking decisions up there, those guys are all sick. Because the referees are chowing us all down now. Ntozi Dube was given a yellow card, we understood. The second one was supposed to be a warning before a yellow card. That was childish of the referee. Again, Nukovic's goal, yeah, it was a clean one. Not offside, he was onside. Again, we had Makaring. He was onside, that guy. The goalkeeper decided to drop him, and we were not given a penalty. Mato took the Gabodinho Mango near the 18 area. But we were never given a free kick. So I'll just say straight to the point that the department has to do something. Those guys are too childish and the referees are too childish. But otherwise, the game was nice. It was beautiful. And we do not deserve to lose in that fashion. Kaizer Chiefs, they are ruining the season. Let them fix their problems with the referees. Stop buying referees.
That's it for the Fan Reaction Show. Have a great week.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.